Well done. Now we're in chapter 2, talking about the participants as we indicated. Chapter 2, the participant, the parties who are in the dispute, the parties who participate, whether it is also their attorneys or an advocate or representative. Whether a party consults or is represented by an attorney depends on a number of factors, including the number of the nature of the problem and the method of dispute resolution. A party may or may not consult an attorney who will not participate in the dispute resolution process, or may consult an attorney who will play an active role in the dispute resolution process, meaning they're coming at the table or providing documentation or speak on behalf of the parties. So now we'll look at problem 2-1. In 2-1, we explore the respective roles of the client and attorney by focusing on rule 1.1, the competence rule, and rule 1.2, the scope of representation. Of course, we'll talk about the rules as given in the book by the ABA, and rule 1.3, diligence, rule 1.4, communications, previous communication, those kind of things, confidentiality, and rule 2.1, the advisor of the ABA rules of professional conduct that indicates what role the attorney is to play. It sets the ethical standards. So rule 2.1a and rule 1.4b emphasize the client's informed decision. The client needs to be informed to make an educated decision on what works best for them. So problem 2-2 relates to the four definition of what paralegals or legal assistance that precedes the problem, right? So problem 2-2 asks for similarity and differences. Now, not this section may not pertain to you, to everyone, but for those who are working with attorneys or paralegals, legal assistants, legal office, they should know a bit about this and how their participation in the process will affect them, the attorneys, and the office. So NALA is one of the networks association that certifies paralegals, and AAFPA is another one. So NALA works under the supplement of an attorney, a supervision of the attorney's education. So training and experience work of a legal nature, where the attorney supervises the actions and work of the paralegal. Now, the NFPA is kind of silent on supervision, but this speaks a bit about education, training, or work experience, substantive legal work. The AAFPE is another organization. It remains also a bit silent in its canons and its code on the supervision aspect, but also still talks about the education work experience, substantive and procedural legal work as authorized by law. The ABA states, which is the American Bar Association, which provides guidance to the states, to the state ABA, the State Bar Association for guidance. All right, and it states, ABA states, the attorney is responsible for the education, training, or work experience, substantive legal work that the paralegal or legal assistant will do, the training part.